I had a friend who was a major in the Marine Corps. Because it was necessary for him to do frequent and extensive travel, a Jeep was assigned to him for his personal use. You could see him rush out of his office, jump into his Jeep, and rush off to attend to his duties. Now you can just imagine what would happen if he came flying out of his office and discover it wasn't there. If to the question, "Where's my Jeep?" came the answer, "Second Lieutenant Jones borrowed it," somebody would be in trouble. Why? Because that Jeep was a sanctified vehicle. It was set aside for the Major's use. And when he needed it, he expected it to be there. This is Leroy Imes speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, You Belong to God. The word sanctify in the Old Testament was often applied even to places. The camp of Israel, the hill of Zion, the city of Jerusalem. So just as the Old Testament sanctuary or temple was set aside for God's use only, it also signified the very presence of God. In light of that, reflect for a moment on 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own? For you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We belong to God. We are joined to His body and actually belong to Him. 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? So our bodies are actually the temple of the Holy Spirit, the temple of God, set apart in the same way that the Old Testament temple was. The word sanctified or separated means more than just having a family relationship with God, although it certainly means that. It has a deeper meaning. It actually means participation in the very nature of God, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What an exciting truth! That means that the old sinful nature may struggle and fight for domination, but if the new divine nature is properly fed and nurtured by the Word of God, victory is ours. Now there's another powerful implication to this truth. For none of us liveth to himself, and no man dieth to himself. For whether we live unto the Lord. Whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord's. Now, dead or alive, I am God's. I am not at my own disposal. I must do His will on earth and in heaven. Now, it is nonsense to think that in heaven I am going to ignore the will of God, because in heaven the will of God is done. Jesus prayed, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. As a child of God and one who belongs to Him, you can be assured of His continual watch care over you. The Lord is your shepherd. You now belong to God. Where once sin and Satan held you in their grip, you have now been delivered into the loving hands of your Heavenly Father, translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. There are many rights and privileges that belong to the members of any royal household, as well as duties and responsibilities. Learn to live as a child of God. May God bless you as you live for your Father in heaven.